This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by an extraordinary leader and business person, Jeff Bedu. Jeff's got a fascinating story. We're going to talk to you today about the effort this multimillionaire has made to create a scholarship fund for disadvantaged kids. Jeff, take a moment, introduce yourself, and then tell us about the scholarship fund that you've created.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it, Scott. So essentially, I was born and raised in Ghana, and I came to the U.S. when I was 8 years old. And so my parents were already in the U.S., and I migrated here with my sister when I was eight. And yeah, I mean, ultimately, and so long story short, I was put in a neighborhood called Uptown in Chicago, which at the time wasn't the most prevalent neighborhood, especially to put a young child that just came to America. No fault of anybody, of course, but it's just how things happen. And unfortunately, was surrounded by the wrong crowd, you know, that sort of thing. And for the longest, I mean, it was tough. Life was very, very tough. I mean, growing up wasn't easy, let's just say. So there was some tragedies and things of that nature that happened along the way. But ultimately, when I was 16, I took a trip back to Ghana. So I'm originally from Ghana. Took a trip back to Ghana, and I basically saw a struggle firsthand. So for example, I saw a lady that had a basket full of apples, oranges, and also had two babies, not one, but two babies wrapped around her back. And I said, you know what? I'm meant to help that person, right? I'm meant to allow that person to see abundance in her life. I'm meant to give financial literacy education to people like her. And there were other similar stories. And I said, I've got to do better. I need to do better for myself. I need to do better for my family. I've been given this great opportunity to come to the United States of America, the land of the opportunity, home of the brave. And to just throw it away wasn't really something that sat too well with me. And so with that, at 16, I discovered my purpose in life, which is to inspire and support the super hungry to take hold of infinite resources in order to create an abundant lifestyle. And with that, essentially, I started basically doing things much more seriously. I took things more seriously in life. I surrounded myself with more like-minded people. I got, you know, mentors on my team, and also just started getting closer with my faith. And so now my spiritual life is really what leads and guides everything that I do. And my faith is truly what moves me to do everything it is that I'm set to do in life. And yeah, so that's a bit about the background. Fast forward, I went to college at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, got a bachelor's and a master's degree in accounting, and then went on to get my CPA license and also started my firm, Badu Tax Services, which is a tax firm that does tax preparation, tax planning, and tax representation for individuals and businesses across all 50 states in the U.S. And we have clients in over 20 countries at the moment. That's one of the 12 companies within the Badu Enterprises that was later created, and which just got, you know, as led to the Badu Foundation, which is my financial literacy nonprofit that provides financial literacy education to youth ages 6 to 18. We have a program every June of each year, so we have one coming up soon. And ultimately, we teach them about budgeting, saving, investing, and scholarships. And these are kids that reside in low-income communities. And at the end of the program, they get a $500 scholarship that can go towards their college or starting a business, essentially. And they can repeat the program each year up until the age of 18. Where at the age of 18, they get a chance to be an instructor of the program.
And how many kids will be in the program this year as you get this going and make it grow? What an amazing effort. How many kids this year, Jeff?
Yeah, so just to give you some trajectory, last year we had 3 kids. This year we'll have 30. Next year we look to expand to 100 and then 300 and then so on and so forth.
So that's amazing. So you get to 3 kids to 30. I mean, what a magnificent thing to teach financial literacy, so lacking in all kids, and particularly disadvantaged kids. What an amazing effort. How proud are you of what you're doing? How inspired does this make you yourself?
Yeah, I would say it makes me very proud. It makes me very inspired. This is something I've always wanted to do ever since I experienced that moment when I was 16, right? So to be able to actually activate that, and so the foundation was formed in 2020. So to be able to have that type of 2020 vision and for it to actually come true is something great, because I feel like that's how legacies are built. You know, you have your story, you go to school, you start your business, make your money, invest in some real estate, and then there's something that you have to show for it. There's something that you have to do to the world, or some profound purpose that you have to give back to the world. And for me, it's financial literacy and educating people when it comes to their money and financial affairs. So it makes me very proud, and it's something that I look to continuously doing forever, and even the people that come after me to continue and pass on that legacy.
And Jeff, if people want to contribute to the Bedu Foundation, to the literacy effort, how can they contribute? Can they do that? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can actually do that on our website, which is BaduFoundation.org. Once again, that's BaduFoundation.org. And with that, you know, you can donate in any amount. So on our website, there's a section to donate. And then we also have a GoFundMe campaign to fund the scholarships for this year. And then also we'll have one for next year's scholarships. So yeah, we're always open to contributions. We're a 501c3 registered nonprofit. And so all donations are tax deductible as well.
What a magnificent effort. And so can people learn more about the Financial Literacy Project at the Badu Wife website too?
Yeah, so badufoundation.org has all the details that you need. If you want to email us, shoot us an email at badufoundation@gmail.com. And we'll be sure to answer any questions you have, any partnerships, collaborations, sponsorships, whatever it is. We're open-minded at the moment, and we're looking to really educate the communities.
Just magnificent. And I see these different foundations at Badu. I see a couple different Badu foundations online. I'm just trying to find this really quickly. Sorry about that. But
yeah,
fantastic.
No,
and the, oh, here, Financial Literacy, the Badu Foundation.org, fantastic. Contact us. We'll, as we speak, we'll make a small donation. We think it's fantastic what you're doing. And Jeff, what's your vision for this? How big can we get this? How much could it grow? What are the limiting factors and so forth?
I mean, the only thing that limits us is us. And we want this. At the end of the day, we see everybody on this planet Earth to be financially literate. And until we get to that point, we haven't done our job in full. So eventually we want to have at least 100,000 students in the program. And it won't just be kids at that point. It would also be adults. You know, it would be elderly folks. It would be anybody that's really looking to get financially literate. And we're looking to not just do it in Chicago, but also across the U.S., and then globally as well. And then if we do happen to go to space, which I think we'll take it out to space as well. So basically, we want everybody to be financially educated, financially literate, because we truly desire, or we truly deserve, to be abundant. And the abundant lifestyle is something that we can all achieve. So overall, we plan to create a community of abundance where everybody sees abundance in their lives.
Fantastic. And I'm looking at the website now, the Badu Foundation, Inc., financial literacy, just magnificent. And we'll try and work through PayPal to make a small donation and try and contribute to this magnificent cause. It's just fantastic. Jeff, you're really an inspiration to so many people. It's magnificent what you do. And of course, you've built this magnificent set of businesses. I think you said you're up to 12 companies now, which is just literally incredible. So, Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about the Badu Foundation today and financial literacy. It's such an important subject for so many people. And if people aren't familiar with it, they start to get they get taken advantage of in a million different ways. So fantastic for you to be teaching this. Jeff, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Scott. Definitely appreciate it.